愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们来看约翰福音。
So if we look at John.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
四十一节。
John chapter 1 verse 41. Verse 41.He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. 42. And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated a stone.
这里记载圣经里面找得到最短的个人布道。
And so here is recorded the shortest records of personal evangelism.
就是安德烈对他的哥哥西门的布道。
And this is Andrew preaching to his older brother Simon.
说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
That we have found the Messiah.
那个时候他对主耶稣认识也不深。
And at that time, Andrew's understanding of Jesus was not deep.
所以他只讲一句话，我们遇到弥赛亚。
And so he could only say one thing, we have found the Messiah.
这个弥赛亚就是希伯来话。
And so the Messiah, this word Messiah is Hebrew.
翻变成希腊文就是基督。
And so translated into Greek, it is the Christ.
那就带他来找主耶稣。
And so they brought him to Jesus.
那主耶稣就改他的名字从西门改作基法就是彼得
and, So Jesus changed his name from Simon into Cephas which is also Peter
这个就是他人生命运的改变
And so this is the turning point in his life
所以我们找到的这个弥赛亚我们一生的命运会有很大的改变
And so when we have found the Messiah this will be a changing point in our life
那我们再来看约翰福音第四章。
We look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章二十五节。
John chapter 4 verse 25. Verse 25. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things.
二十六节。
26, Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
这里也是一个个人布道。
Here is another form of personal evangelism.
主耶稣在一个井旁，叙加的井旁，对一个撒玛利亚的妇人要水。
And so here, Jesus was at the side of a well asking a Samaritan woman for water.
那就从井水谈到活水。
And so they went from speaking about well water to living water.
然后就谈到敬拜神。
And then they talked about worshiping God.
不是固定在耶路撒冷。
And it was not permanently set in Jerusalem.
最重要用心灵跟诚实。
But the important thing is to worship in spirit and in truth.
那最后这个妇人就讲，我知道弥赛亚就是基督要来。
And then at the conclusion, the woman says, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ.
那个时候并没有新约圣经。
At that time, there is no New Testament Bible.
所以弥赛亚要来是从旧约的圣经。
And so the concept of the Messiah is coming comes from the Old Testament.
特别以赛亚书。
Especially the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书里面有一个国度隐藏在里面。
And within the book of Isaiah, there's a kingdom that is hidden in it.
那个就是弥赛亚的国度。
And that is the Messianic kingdom.
也就是救主的国度。
It is the kingdom of salvation.
那主耶稣就只讲了。
And then, so then it continues.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
这和你说话的就是他。
I who speak to you am he.
跟你说话的就是你所说的那一位弥赛亚。
That the one who you are speaking to now is the one you are referring to, the Messiah.
所以主耶稣有时候暗讲，有时候明讲，在告诉人他是谁。
Sometimes Jesus secretly talks, and then sometimes Jesus speaks very plainly.
好，我们再回来看，昨天看的约翰福音十八章。
And then if we look at John chapter 18,
主耶稣跟比拉多的对话。
The conversation that Jesus had with Pilate.
约翰福音的十八章。
John chapter 18.
三十六节，三十七节。
Verses 36 and 37. John chapter 18, verse 36. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. 37. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
这里主耶稣说，我的国不属这个世界。
Here Jesus says, My kingdom is not of this world.
所以主耶稣承认，他有他的国。
And so Jesus confesses that he has his own kingdom.
因此主耶稣出来传道，第一个讯息，天国近了。
And so when Jesus first started his ministry, his first message was, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国在山天上。
That the kingdom of heaven is in heaven.
天国之呢，就是要从天上的国度要把它带到人间。
And so that the kingdom of heaven should be brought onto this earth with man.
这个就是这里讲我的国，就是主耶稣的国。
And so here Jesus says, it is my kingdom, that it is the kingdom of Jesus.
他不属这个世界。
And it is not of this world.
他是从天上降下来的。
It descends from heaven down to earth.
那接下去比拉多就问他说，你是王吗？
And then Pilate asked him, are you a king then?
主耶稣就很肯定，你说我是王，他没有否定。
And so Jesus does not deny it, but rather firmly he says, you say rightly that I am a king.
所以主耶稣就是弥赛亚国度的一个王。
And so Jesus is the king of the messianic kingdom.
今天我们能够来接受这个福音。
And today for us to receive the gospel.
让救主的国度我们能够进到里面，这是极大的恩典。
It is such a great blessing that we can enter into the kingdom of the Savior.
那这个国度的宝贵就是因为这个王跟一般世界的王不一样。
And what makes this kingdom so great and valuable is that the king of this kingdom is different from all other kings.
以赛亚书第七章有童女怀孕生子。
And in Isaiah chapter 7 it talks how a virgin shall bear and conceive a son.
你要给他起名叫以马内利。
And his name shall be called Emmanuel.
所以主耶稣带来人类一个新的时代。
And so Jesus brought forth a new generation.
这个时代就是神要跟人同在。
And this is the generation where God shall dwell with man.
这是大好的信息。
And this is a great message.
在以赛亚书第九章。
In Isaiah chapter 9.
就讲有一个孩子为我们而生。
And that for unto us a child is born.
那他的身上有四个头衔。
And so upon him shall have four descriptions.
他是奇妙的策士。
He is wonderful counselor.
他是全能的神。
Mighty God.
他是永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
他是和平的君。
And he is Prince of Peace.
所以在这个国度里面。
And so in this kingdom.
我们就可以享受他四个头衔所带给我们的福分。
And so we can enjoy things that come, the attributes, the four attributes that which he has.
所以这个国度的王使这个国度变成非常的宝贵。
And so it is, the kingdom is so valuable because of the king himself.
好，那我们今天早上来从以赛亚书回头过来看圣经里面，在这个国度里面我们可以得到什么福分。
And so from Isaiah, we will look at what kind of blessings we can receive from the kingdom.
当我们一听到福分，我们一常常人想的就是发财保平安。
Oftentimes when we think of blessings, we think of growing wealthy or becoming famous.
为什么现在的人这么多人拜偶像？
So why is it today that many people worship idols?
一般拜偶像的心态就是发财保平安。
And the reason why many people worship idols is so that they can grow rich and have security.
这个发财可能比较不好听就用 prosperity 就会让你在世界上常繁荣昌盛，还有活着很平安。
So maybe it's more prosperity sounds better, where we can live a longer and better life.
所以这么多人要拜偶像。
And so many people worship idols.
那现在找到了真神。
And so today to find the true God.
感谢神，我不是拜那个偶像。
Thank God I do not worship the idols.
因为拜错神，有时候就拜到魔鬼了。
Because if you worship the wrong God, you may end up worshiping Satan.
那现在我找到真神。
But now I have found the true God.
但是心态没有改变。
But their attitudes have not changed.
我拜这个真神，目的就是要繁荣昌盛，还有平安。
And so that they worship this God, this true God, in order to be prosperous and have peace.
那这样的想法让我的信仰会有问题的。
And so this kind of concept would cause issues with our faith.
有一天如果我们敬拜神，
if one day we were to worship God,
没有繁荣昌盛，
and we did not have a prosperous life,
或者遇到试炼，
or we encounter difficulties
and trials, 那我还拜这个神要做什么？
Then what's the point in me worshiping this God?
再从另外一方面来想，
and from another perspective,
如果有一天我真的繁荣昌盛，
If one day I live a prosperous life,
那我也很平安。
And then everything is peaceful,
那我就没事做了。
And I have nothing left to do.
所以信仰生活没什么事情做。
And so there's nothing to do for my faith.
因为我现在生活很平安，过得很丰盛。
Because now everything in my life is so peaceful and everything is so abundant.
所以信仰变成不冷不热。
And so you become lukewarm in your faith.
但是如果我们回头过来看新约圣经。
But if we return back to the New Testament,
主耶稣讲要求神的国跟神的义。
Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
有时候我们常常想，我受洗不是就已经进到神的国吗？
And some people say, wasn't it when I was baptized that I already entered into the kingdom of heaven?
不错，受洗是从魔鬼的权势归向爱子的国度。
And so indeed, baptism brings us from the bondage of sin and into the love of God.
但是我们要追求神的国实现在我们的身上。
But we also need to pray that the kingdom of God would be revealed and manifest in our own lives.
那这个看起来有一点抽象。
And so this feels very abstract.
什么叫做神的国降临在我的身上？
What does it mean for the kingdom of God to come upon me?
就是神完全做我的王。
It is for God to wholly become my king.
他是我的主宰。
He is the Lord of my life.
他在我生命中是占有最重要的地位。
That he is the highest and first priority in my life.
他在我的生活中是最优先的一个顺序。
He is the first priority in my life.
那我一切都要求告他。
And all of all matters I must seek after him.
那这个需要追求。
And this is something we need to pursue after.
那如果真的神的国实现，
And if indeed the kingdom of heaven as appears,
罗马书十四章这样说，
And in Romans chapter 14 it says,
我们看罗马书十四章，
Romans chapter 14,
十四章的十七节，
Romans chapter 14 verse 17, For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神的国实现就是公义。
And so the kingdom of God is the righteousness,
和平,
peace,
还有圣灵中的喜乐,
and joy in the Holy Spirit.
那我们就来想我们的生活有没有这三样。
And so if we think about our lives, do we have these three things?
公义如果再讲清楚一点，就是在神看起来一切都是对的。
And so righteousness, in other words, that everything that God sees in our lives is right.
我们的价值观神看是对吗？
Does God agree and feel our value system is correct?
我们的优先顺序神看是对吗？
For all the priorities in life, does God feel that it is correct?
我们的生活内容神看是对吗？
When God looks at the contents of our lives, does he feel that it is right?
我们的决定神看是对吗？
Does God feel the decisions that we make are right?
我们用钱用时间的方式神看是对吗？
Does God feel the way that we spend our money and our time, are those correct?
当我们这样问题一直问自己，我发现我们在神面前很多是不对的。
And as we continue to ask the questions, we start to realize we have not done right before this.
那这个调整的过程就是在追求神的国。
And so in the process of changing the value system is where we pursue after the kingdom of God.
所以追求神的国不是自己带了一套人生的理想不断地求神让它实现不是这样的。
And so pursuing after the kingdom of God is not asking God to fulfill our dreams.
神既然是王
And since God is the king,
所以神对我们有一生的计划。
And so he has a plan prepared for our lives.
所以要不断地去了解然后不断地追求神的计划能够实现。
And so we need to pursue after what God's will is and what we should do for our lives.
这个叫做祷告文，愿你的旨意行在地上。
And so it is in the Lord's Prayer, your will be done on earth.
不是一直祷告神啊，让我的旨意因为你帮助而成实现，不是这样的。
It is not the prayer that let my will be done and you fulfill everything that I desire.
那如果神的国完全实现，
If the kingdom of God were to appear,
就有公义。
Then there's righteousness.
公义就是没有罪。
And righteousness means no sin.
没有罪，神就会同在。
And if there's no sin, then we have the abundance of God.
神同在就没有忧愁，没有害怕。
And if there's the abundance of God, there are no worries and no fear.
因为神同在，你还忧虑什么？
Because if God is with you, what do you have to fear?
我们的父亲是富有的。
Our father is very wealthy.
神同在，你还害怕什么？
If God is with us, what do we have to fear?
神是大有全能的。
God is almighty.
天地是神造的。
Heaven and earth were created by him.
神同在，天地塌下来，他也可以挡得住。
And even if the heavens and the earth shall fall down, then God would still protect us.
这个平安是钱买不到的。
And this kind of security is not something that money cannot purchase.
再来是喜乐。
And then comes joy.
人生最大的满足就是被神充满。
And the greatest fulfillment in life is being fulfilled by God.
所以主耶稣说，世界在我里面毫无所有。
And so Jesus said, God says that everything in the world is from me.
世界在我里面毫无所有，没有分量。
And so there's nothing in the world for me.
世界哈
，The world is in me.
就是我里面呢，世界是没有分量的。
Oh, so there is no value in the world.
怎么有办法做到这样呢？
And how do we reach this?
因为他被神充满。
And because he has been filled by God.
他已经在神里面得到满足。
And he has already been fulfilled by God.
那这一种生活。
And this kind of life.
公义平安喜乐。
Righteousness, joy, and peace.
这个叫在地如天。
And this is heaven on earth.
我们达到那个程度吗？
And so have we attained this?
还没有。
No.
怎么达到那个程度呢？
And how do we attain this?
就是要追求神的国实现。
It is for to pursue after the appearance of the kingdom of God.
所以信仰不是没有事情做。
And so faith is that is not that we have nothing to do.
我们受洗是刚刚进到神的国里面。
And so when we are first baptized is merely entering into the kingdom of God.
我们最后就是要进到属灵的迦南地。
But the goal is to enter into the spiritual land of Canaan.
那是牛奶与蜜的地方。
It is a land flowing with milk and honey.
奶是丰盛的。
And it is very abundant.
蜜是甜美的。
And the honey is sweet.
所以到最后，我们在信仰生活会享受神同在的丰盛与甜美。
And so when we enter into the land of God, then life is very sweet and abundant.
那一旦我们到那个地方。
And so once we have entered into this land,
怎么会离开神？
How could you depart from God?
所以有的人受洗几年不见了。
And some people, after they are baptized, they depart after a few years.
这个很显然，他在信仰里面并没有真的认识到信仰是为什么。
These people have not fully comprehended the point of faith.
这也很可能他根本就没有体会到神国的滋味。
And so maybe they have not experienced the position of where the kingdom of God is.
体验过神国的滋味以后，
And so after we experience the blessings of the kingdom of God,
你会发现世界是次好的。
You feel that the world is not
second best.
The second best.
最好的是在神的国里面。
And the first best is in the kingdom of God.
所以我们就不会离开神去追求次好的。
And so you will not depart from what is best to go for what is second best.
那在这个弥赛亚的国度里面到底我们有什么福分？
And so what kind of blessings do we have in this messianic kingdom?
好，我们现在回来看以赛亚书第九章。
We look at Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书的第九章第一节到第三节。第一节到第二节，请。
So Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles, too. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined.
这个第二节说，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见大光。
Here it says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
啊，在死荫之地的人看见有光照着他们。
And so those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined.
啊，如果我们单单读这一节，这个到底在讲什么？
And if we only read this verse, what is this verse telling us?
啊，但是如果我们到马太福音来看。
But if we look at the book of Matthew.
啊，马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
啊，十四节。
Verse 14. Verse 14, that it may be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, 15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. 16. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned.
这个十三节讲啊，主耶稣开始传道理，就来到西伯伦跟拿弗他利的边界。
And so here is when verse 13 records when Jesus started his ministry, he was in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali.
那十四节说，这要应验以赛亚的话。
And verse 14 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet.
所以在主耶稣出生前八百年前啊，神已经预言啊，主耶稣的工作。
And so even before Jesus was born, 800 years before he was born, God already prophesied what his work would do.
这个预言好像是拍电影那个剧本已经写好了。
And so the prophecy is like the script has already been written.
那到时间就一幕一幕一直演出来。
And then when the time has arrived, each scene will play out.
所以主耶稣出来传道，圣经说这是应验以赛亚书。
And so when Jesus started his ministry, it says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet.
所以如果没有神，你没有办法解释为什么有以赛亚书。
And so without God, there is no explanation for the book of Isaiah.
八百年前写的，八百年后实现，这个不是神的作为，这个怎么讲？
It was written 800 years before the actual event happened. So if there is no God, there is no explanation for it.
好，那这个以赛亚书的预言在讲什么？
And so what is the prophecy of Isaiah telling us?
16节。
Verse 16.
马太四章十六节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 16.
坐在黑暗的百姓看见大光。
The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light.
那接下来去一句就是解释前面那一句。
And so the following verses all support this first verse.
坐在死荫之地的有光发现照着他们。
That upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned.
所以坐在黑暗的百姓就是被死亡的阴影笼罩的人。
And so, which is to say, the people who sit in darkness are also covered by the shadow of death.
我们走到阳光之下。
And so when we walk into sunlight,
你看，我们后面一定有一个阴影。
We see behind us there is a shadow.
那每一个人，不论我们走到哪里，有一个影子在笼罩我们。
And so, no matter where we go, there is a shadow that follows.
那个阴影是什么？
And what is this shadow?
这个阴影就是死亡。
And this shadow is death.
每一个人死亡在后面跟着。
And so, behind all of us, there is the shadow of death that follows after.
没有一个人能够改变这个事实。
And no one can change this reality.
因为死是罪的结果。
Because death is the result of sin.
罪是死的原因。
And so the reason for death is sin.
所以罪不能解决，死就跟着来。
And because we cannot resolve the issue of sin, therefore death follows.
因此主耶稣出来。
And so Jesus came out.
在圣经里面记载他只有一个使命。
And so the Bible records that Jesus only had one commission.
就是把人从罪里面救出来。
It is to save people from sin.
所以为什么说主耶稣是光？
And so why do we say that Jesus is light?
因为主耶稣会带给我们生命。
Because Jesus Christ will bring us light.
那为什么主耶稣可以带给我们生命？
So why could Jesus bring us life?
因为他可以解决我们的罪。
Because he can solve our problems.
哦，那我们这样看啊，这个光是太宝贵了。
And so we see that how precious this light is.
哦，主耶稣是生命的光。
So Jesus is the light of the world.
啊，如果有一天我们去健康检查。
If one day we go for a health examination.
啊，照一照，哎，你的肺有一个黑点。
And you see that in your lungs you have a black spot.
一般正常的人一定会那再去检查。
Most people would re-examine.
不要小看那个黑点。
We should not overlook this black dark spot.
它可能拖了一段时间越来越大。
Because if you go too far long without doing anything, it could get worse.
再拖下去，可能你就没有办法治疗。
Because if it goes on too long, then maybe you cannot heal it.
那我们有时候在过隧道比方这里要到曼哈顿，你要过隧道。
And so if we want to pay a toll.
隧道 ，tunnel.
Tunnel.
对。
If we want to go to New York, we have to go through a tunnel.
那你进到隧道就进到黑暗里面了。
And so in the tunnel, we have darkness.
那你如果一直开，到最后你最想什么
？And so as you're driving through this darkness, what is it that you desire the most?
你是最想就是看到一点的光。
You want to see that glimmer of light.
那一点的光就是出口。
And that light is the exit.
那一点的光就是希望。
And that light is hope.
最后我们终于。走出了这黑暗，进到光明里面。
And so that after we exit, we enter from darkness into light.
但是人生是倒过来的。
But life is the opposite.
我们前面一片光明。
And before us has been a great piece of light.
我们又健康又年轻。
We are young and we are healthy.
前途无量，充满着希望。
And there is much hope for the future.
你叫我信耶稣啊。
And then you ask me to believe in Jesus.
我的前途在我的掌控之中。
That everything, my prosperity is in my hands, in my control.
只要我努力，我就可以达到我的目标。
That as long as I am work hard, I can achieve my goals.
但是我们忘记，我们前面有一个黑点。
But we forget that in front of us is a dark spot.
那是小小一点，很小的黑点。
And that is a very, very small dark spot.
我们不在意。
And we do not care for.
我们不在意那个很远的黑点，我们在意现在的光明。
So we do not care for that little dark spot that's far away. We only care about this bright spot that we have now.
但是有时候那一点黑点很快一下就进来了。
And sometimes that dark spot suddenly comes at us.
我们就被黑点抓住了。
And then we are captured by this black spot.
死亡就来到了。
And then death comes upon us.
所以只要有罪，那一点黑点就存在。
As long as there is death, that black spot remains.
所以那一点随时可能都临到。
And that black spot can arrive at us any moment.
要怎么解决？
And so how do we resolve this?
这里讲有大光照耀坐在死荫里面的人。
And so that there's a great light that shines upon those who are in the shadow of death.
所以这是一个很大的福分，我们住在耶稣里面，就住在光里面。
And so this is a great blessing that when we live with Jesus Christ, that we live in the great light.
我们接下来看约翰福音。
We look at the book of John.
约翰福音的第三章
John chapter 3
约翰福音第三章十九节
John chapter 3 verse 19 And this is the condemnation that the light has come into the world and men move darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil
二十节
20 For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed
二十一节
21. But he who does the truth comes into the light, that his deeds may clearly be seen that they have been done in God.
这里说光来到世界。
And here says that the light has come to the world.
主耶稣自我介绍，我就是光，世界的光。
And so Jesus introduces himself as the light of the world.
所以耶稣来世界就是光来世界。
And so when Jesus entered to the world, this light came into the world.
那这个光来世界，世界上人就有两种反应。
And so once the light entered into the world, there are two reactions from men.
这里讲，世人因为行为是恶的，他就不来救光。
And so some men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
他爱黑暗。
They love darkness.
为什么
？Why？
二十节
，verse 20。
作恶的便恨光。
Everyone practicing evil hates the light. 因为恐怕他的行为受责备。Unless his deed should be exposed.
啊，所以有时候我们看哦，一个人如果过着很罪恶的生活，开始来信耶稣，他过去的朋友一个一个离开。
And so we sometimes see that when someone who lived a very evil and sinful life, after they believe, their friends start to depart from them.
啊，因为他过去活在黑暗里面，现在渐渐进到光明里面。
Because in the past they lived in darkness, but gradually they move into the light.
啊，但是他过去的朋友还在喝酒、吃喝嫖赌。
And so, but his old friends are drinking and doing evil things.
那现在他不做了。
But now he no longer does these things.
哦，所以如果这个朋友又进到他们里面，他就会定他们的罪。
And so if any of the friends come to him, he will condemn them of their sins.
哦，这他的生活方式就会告诉他们，他们是罪人。
That his new lifestyle will teach them that what they do is wrong.
所以很多人没有办法啊，来接受福音，因为他不愿意离开罪。
And so it is difficult for some people to receive the gospel because it is difficult for them to depart from sin.
哦，所以主耶稣这个光啊是太可贵了。
And so this light of Jesus is too precious.
它会渐渐引导我们离开罪恶。
It will call us to depart from sin.
好，所以我们回来刚刚读的二十一节。
And so if we look at verse 21.
啊，行真理的就要来救光。
He who does the truth comes into the light.
哦，所以那些想要照真理来行的，哦，他就很高兴。我终于发现了这个圣经的道理这么宝贵。
And so those who want to do the truth and do good, they will joyfully come into the light because they have found what is true.
哦，他可以帮助我的家庭，帮助我本身能够变成越来越好的一个人。
And so it can help me in my life. It can help me in my family and to become a better person.
所以主耶稣能够带给我们极大的改变。
And so Jesus can bring a great change to us.
他就是光。
And so he is the light.
他带给我们光。
And so he brings light to us.
我们现在看约翰福音。
And so if we look in John.
约翰福音的第九章。
John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
第五节。
John chapter 9 verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
这个地方讲，主耶稣讲，我就是世界的光。
And so here Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
然后主耶稣行了一件神迹。
And then Jesus performed a miracle.
就是他医好一个瞎眼的人。
He heals a blind man.
那这个两个是有关系的。
And so these two are related.
为什么？
Why?
因为瞎眼是看不见的。
Because the blind cannot see.
但是你在黑暗里面也看不见。
But also in darkness you cannot see.
你眼睛怎么大都看不见。
And no matter how wide you open your eyes, you can still not see anything.
所以主耶稣医好的瞎眼就是让他能看见。
And so Jesus healed the blind so that he could see.
因此我们还不认识耶稣以前，我们是活在黑暗里面。
And so before we knew Jesus, we dwelt in darkness.
现在主耶稣是光。
And now Jesus is the light.
在他的光之下，我们才能够看得很清楚。
And so only under his light can we see clearly.
那这个到底在讲什么？
And so what is this telling us?
我们来看使徒行传二十六章。
We look at Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light.And from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这里神告诉保罗。
So here God tells Paul,
我差你到他们那里去。
I now send you to them.
就是差他到外邦人那里去。
It is to send them to, send him to the Gentiles.
做什么？
To do what?
要传福音。
It is to preach the gospel.
传福音就是传耶稣的光。
And to preach the gospel is to preach the light of God.
哦, 当这个光照耀他们,
and so once the light of God shines upon them,
他们眼睛就开了,
then their eyes shall be open.
眼睛开了就发现, 哦, 原来人生最重要是救恩。
And then when their eyes are open, they will realize the most important thing in life is salvation.
人生最重要不是赚钱。
The most important thing in life is not to earn money.
哦, 人生最重要是认识救恩。
It is to know the salvation.
哦, 那我们才知道救恩就是从黑暗归向光明。
And we know that salvation is to turn from darkness to light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
And it is from the power of Satan to God.
哦, 没有得救，我们是活在魔鬼之下。
And so without salvation, we live under the power of Satan.
得救才是活在神的恩典之下。
And salvation means to live under the grace of God.
啊, 因为有光照, 我们才知道我们活在罪里面。
And only because the light has shined upon us, then we live in God.
啊, 如果没有基督的光照, 我们怎么知道我活在罪里面？
If we did not have the light of Jesus shine upon us, we will not realize that we dwell in sin.
也因为主耶稣光照我们,
but because the light of God shines upon us,
拆我们的眼睛,
it opens our eyes.
我们才知道人生真正的盼望是在天国的基业。
And so we know that our true hope it lies in heaven.
啊, 所以以赛亚书的预言,
and so the prophecy of Isaiah.
啊, 我们回到第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
啊, 以赛亚书的第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
啊, 啊, 再提到, 啊, 在黑暗中的百姓啊, 看见大光。
That the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light.
啊, 这是我们从主耶稣得到极大的福分。
And so this is the great blessing 啊, that we receive from Jesus.
因为我们住在这个世界,
and because we live in this world,
啊, 受到世界文化的影响,
because we are influenced by the culture of this world,
啊, 所以我们的价值观都是物质化,
our value system is worldly based,
啊, 好不好, 用物质的观念来衡量,
and so whether something is right or wrong, we judge by worldly standards.
啊, 这个是因为我们不认识神。
It is because we do not know God.
那认识神以后,
and after we know God,
我们的价值观会改变,
our value systems will change.
啊, 好不好是用主耶稣的眼光来衡量。
And so right or wrong is now discerned through the perspective of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这一种改变叫做信心。
And so this kind of change is called faith.
它不是凭眼见的。
It is not by sight. 好,
所以我们不要一直把信心只定义在神迹奇事上面。
And so we should not just remain that our faith is established on signs and miracles. 哦,
信心就是让你, 哦, 车祸不死, 大病祷告会好。
Faith is not as when we talk about surviving a car accident or being healed of our illnesses.
不错, 这个是信心的果效。
And yes, these are the results of faith.
但是这一种果效是在今生是在肉体上的。
But these results are only in this life of the physical body.
当我们的信心越来越强,
and so when our faith is stronger,
我们对神的话深信不疑,
and so
对神的话非常相信不怀疑,
we fully believe in the word of God,
我们的价值会改变了,
and then our value system will change.
好像保罗说,
and then Paul says,
过去我觉得有益的, 我现在信耶稣都觉得有损。
And so Paul writes that everything that I held dear in the past, I now consider a loss.
啊, 那他现在什么最宝贵?
And what is most precious?
啊, 主耶稣最宝贵。
Lord Jesus Christ is the most precious.
啊, 所以第九章就提到, 啊, 神带给我们光, 借着主耶稣。
And so chapter 9 talks about how God gives us light through Jesus Christ.
啊, 好, 我们现在再来看, 啊, 约翰一书,
First John,
啊, 约翰一书的第一章,
First John chapter 1,
啊, 约翰一书第二章,
First John chapter 2,
啊, 第九节,
verse 9, First John chapter 2, verse 9, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now.
第十节,
10. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
啊, 11节,
11, but he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
这个地方就讲恨。
Here it refers to hatred.
啊，恨就在黑暗里面。
That hatred dwells in darkness.
这个恨实在是太普遍在人的心里面。
Hatred is too common in the hearts of men.
那如果我们去 Google 恨的另外一个定义叫做极度不喜欢。
And so another, if we Google the word hate, it means to be jealous or to not like. Just to...
那个叫什么 ？Intense dislike.
Intense dislike.
极度的不喜欢。那如果用另外一个定义来定义
，And so if we use another definition,
我们都有某种程度的恨
，And so we have all types of hate.
所以恨让人活在黑暗里面
，And so hatred causes man to live in darkness.
恨如果没有办法解决人活着不会快乐。
If we do not solve the issue of hatred, then man cannot be joyful.
而且在第二章里面讲。
And so chapter 2 tells us,
11节,
verse 11,
黑暗叫他眼瞎,
that the darkness has blinded his eyes.
一旦被恨充满, 他看不到前面真正要走的道路。
And so once he is blinded by hate, he cannot see the way before him.
那怎么解决?
And how do you solve this?
爱就是在光里面。
That love is in light.
所以光一来,黑暗就没有。
So once the light has come, there is no darkness.
所以被神的爱充满，恨自然就解消。
And so once you have the light of Jesus, then you, your hatred will disappear.
那我们就从黑暗进到光明。
And so we will move from darkness into light.
所以主耶稣的光，这是何等的宝贵。
And so the light of Jesus is very precious.
这是在他的国度里面，神要给我们的福分。
And so this is the blessing in which God will give us in his kingdom.
好，我们现在再来看另外一个福分。
And let us look at another blessing.
以赛亚书的第四章。
We look at Isaiah chapter 4.
以赛亚书第四章。
Isaiah chapter 4.
第三节，第四节。
Isaiah chapter 4, verses 3 and 4.
请读。
Verse 3, and it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem. Verse 4, when the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
第四节讲神用公义的灵跟焚烧的灵将锡安女子的污秽洗去。
And so verse 4 says, the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
那留在锡安耶路撒冷一切住在耶路撒冷在生命册上的要称为圣。
And so those who are left in Zion and remain in Jerusalem will be called holy.
这个耶路撒冷是代表什么？
And what does Jerusalem represent?
代表圣城。
It is a holy city.
今天就是代表教会。
Today it represents a church.
那这个锡安的女子是谁？
And who are the daughters of Zion?
就是指着每一个信徒。
And this is referring to every member.
那耶路撒冷要称为圣。
And so Jerusalem will be called holy.
所以教会是圣洁的。
And so the church is holy.
所以为什么我们领受圣餐要说没有在本教会受洗的请不要领受。
And so that's why in Holy Communion we say that if you have not been baptized in this church, do not partake of the Holy Communion.
因为受洗洗掉我们的罪，我们才圣洁。
Because after baptism, our sins are washed away, and so we can become holy.
但是如果我们回到我们读的约翰福音。
But if we return back to the book of John,
主耶稣说，你们要住在世界。
Jesus says that you must dwell in the world.
不要离开世界。
Do not depart from this world.
但是你们不属世界。
But you are not of the world.
这个是最难的一点。
And that is the difficult part.
要住在世界。
To dwell in the world.
但是又不被世界污染。
But not to be defiled by the world.
这只有两个方法。
And there are two ways.
第一个就是借着神的道把我们洗干净。
And first is that it's through the word of God which cleanses us.
所以灵恩会为什么这么重要？
And so why is spiritual convocation so important?
有时候我们说，这个很多道理都听过了。
And we feel that, oh, we have heard many of these teachings before.
啊, 不是听过的问题,
it's not about whether we have heard it before or not.
有时候是忘记了,
it is just we have forgotten it.
所以我们要需要提醒,
and so it is a reminder.
有时候是我们没有在做,
sometimes we are not doing it.
哦, 所以这个神的话一直洗一直洗哦, 我们的思想观念就会越来越清楚。
And so once we are cleansed by the word again and again, we will have a clear understanding.
那另外一个方法,
and the other way,
这里说有公义的灵跟焚烧的灵,
it is through the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
把我们的污秽洗净,
it cleanses of us of our filth.
哦, 为什么要讲公义的灵?
Why does it talk about the spirit of judgment?
因为公义就是没有罪。
Because a judgment is without sin.
这个圣灵啊, 如果充满以后,
and after we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
罪的意念呢, 进不去的,
the thoughts, sinful thoughts cannot enter in.
我记得, 奈及利亚有一个弟兄,
I remember in Nigeria there was a brother.
他是一个生意人,
he was a salesman, a businessman.
他说他信主以后啊, 每天祷告一个钟头,
after he believed, he said he prayed 1 hour each day.
哦, 那他的太太就笑他了。
And then his wife mocked him.
哦, 说你这样祷告, 天上会降钱下来吗?
She asked, if you pray like this, will God, will money fall from heaven?
哦, 但是他说他这样祷告以后啊, 有恶的意念进到里面, 他马上自己会知道。
And so he said that when he prays like this, if there is a sinful thought that enters into his heart, he knows immediately.
这是公义的灵。
This is the spirit of judgment.
非常奇妙。
And it's very miraculous.
被圣灵充满哦, 有罪在里面, 你会很难受。
And so when you're filled by the Holy Spirit, when you sinful thoughts enter in, it will be very difficult. It will be painful.
它会让我们为着自己的罪责备自己。
That because of our sin, we will will rebuke us.
如果被圣灵充满, 有时候你讲一个谎话, 晚上睡不着。
And if you're filled by the Holy Spirit, even if you speak a lie, you cannot sleep at night.
这是公义的灵。
And this is a spirit of judgment.
第二个这是焚烧的灵。
And the second is a spirit of burning.
所以当我们被圣灵充满以后,
after we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
你会觉得我们全身非常的洁净。
We feel that we are very clean.
因为我们罪已经被烧掉了。
Because our sins have been burned away.
被更圣洁。
And because we have become more holy.
所以神在这个国度赐给我们圣灵。
And so in this kingdom, God gives us the Holy Spirit.
要帮助我们过一个公义圣洁的生活。
Is so that we can live a just and holy life.
启示录在讲哦, 羔羊婚宴的时候到了。
And so in Revelation, it talks about the wedding of the sacrificial lamb.
哦, 那我们要穿什么?
And what shall we be wear?
光明洁白的细麻衣。
It is a white and clean clothes, linen.
就是圣徒所行的义。
And these are the deeds of the righteous.
所以是不是真耶稣教会每一个信徒都可以得救?
And so is it that everyone in the church can be saved?
最后的关键就是我们有没有穿细白衣服。
And the key is whether we are clothed in white.
啊, 今天国这是应许。
And it is the promise for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
但是人的本分要穿白衣服。
But the duty of man is to wear white.
如果没有白衣服还是进不去的。
If without wearing white, we cannot enter in.
那白衣服要怎么来?
And so how do we get this white attire?
就是公义的灵,焚烧的灵,不断地洁净我们。
It is through the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning that cleanses us.
那我们就可以进到天国来享受婚宴。
And then only then can we enter into the kingdom and enjoy this feast.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
483.
483.